Okay, today's daf is Bracho daf Chaf Aleph. We're at the bottom of Chaf Bet Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Bal Keri Mahara Belibo Ve'enu Mevarech Lo Lefnei Ve'lo Acharei. A little bit of context. There's a takana, an institution by Ezra, that someone who has a seminal emission, whether voluntary or involuntary, cannot learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. Right? However, he can think about Torah, and that would be okay. So if he's a Bal Keri means that you're a Tameh because of a seminal emission. I'm not going to translate it every time. You're a Bal Keri. So if you're a Bal Keri, right, and it reaches the time for Kriyat Shema, just think about Kriyat Shema. Say the words in your head, but don't say them out loud. And you don't say the bracha beforehand or afterward, not even in your thoughts. And regarding eating, you make the bracha achrona after eating, but you don't make the bracha rishona before eating. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you make the bracha both before them and after them, even if you're a Bal Keri. Gemara. Amravina Zotomer Hirukadivor Dami. This is a big Shah Sugya, right? Do thoughts count as words? If I think about something, I say things to myself, right, or in my thoughts, right, does that count as if I actually said it? Big nafkamina by davening. The Isa, right, so that sounds like Hirur is Kadibor, that thoughts are like speaking it. If you want to say thoughts are not like speaking it, Lama Maharer, right, what's the point of thinking about Kriyat Shema? You haven't really done anything if it's not like speaking Elamai Hirur Kadibor Dami Yotze Bisvatav. Right? But wait one second. If you want to say that Hirur is Kadibor Dami, that thoughts are essentially like speaking, then just say it out loud. Just say it out straight. And if you can't say it because you're a Valkyrie, so you shouldn't be saying Kriyat Shema, then you shouldn't be thinking about it either. Right? It's a catch-22. Either it is Kedibor Dami, in which case you shouldn't be saying it, or it's not Kedibor Dami, in which case it shouldn't work, right? But how can you have both? That Kedeshkechan B'Sinai. Rather, no. What we're basically saying here is, it's like Dibor, that doesn't mean it's the same exact thing as Dibor. It's like Dibor in some respects, and it's not like Dibor in other respects. How so? Well, this entire institution was modeled after Har Sinai, because at Har Sinai, before receiving the Torah, they were told, you can't be with your wife for 3 days, and then go to the mikvah. So clearly they had to be Tahor, and they couldn't be Bal Keri before receiving the Torah. There, by the receiving of the Torah, they're going to be speaking words of Torah, and because they're going to be speaking words of Torah, they have to go to the mikvah beforehand. However, if they're just going to be thinking words of Torah, they wouldn't have to go to the mikvah beforehand. So, it's not that, well, Hirur is Kedibor Dami, and therefore, either you can't say it, or there's no point in saying it. Right? No, it's that the reason for the institution was modeled after Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, they had to go to the mikvah because they were going to be speaking Torah. If they were only going to be thinking about Torah, then they wouldn't have needed to go to the mikvah. That's not to say that thinking about Torah doesn't count. It's just to say that the whole institution was modeled after Har Sinai where they're going to be speaking Torah. So you just can't draw another example that speaking Torah is going to be a problem. Right? Meaning you can't tell me, well, if speaking it is a problem and thinking it is like speaking it, then thinking it is a problem. No, because it was only a problem, not on a logical level, but because that's what emulated the thing that they did at Har Sinai. Now, what's weird about this, as Tosfos points out, is they didn't speak Torah at Har Sinai. They listened to Torah at Har Sinai. The whole premise is faulty. But he says, here we invoke the concept of Shomea Keone, right? When you're listening intently with Kavana, then just hearing it is as if you're speaking it, right? Which goes for the same when you have someone be motzi you, and you have someone fulfill your obligation. Let's say in a bracha, or in a tefillah, or a kiddush, you have to listen to them. And if you listen to them, it's as if you said it. We were listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu and to Moshe, so it's as if we said it. And because it's literally as if we said it, so the whole implementation around going to the mikvah beforehand was only if you're going to be saying it. In Achinami, Hirur is Kedibor Dami, but it's not exactly like Dibor Dami, meaning for the sake of not being a Bal Keri, you only need to not be a Bal Keri if you're going to be speaking Torah, but not if you're going to be thinking Torah. But Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's cholek, he's as follows: Amar, hear her love gidibor dami. You know, thoughts are not like speaking. If it was the same thing, then you might as well say Kriyat Shema out loud. Oh, but you can't say Kriyat Shema out loud. Okay, then you can't be thinking about it either. Or rather, it's pasher that it's not like dibor dami, and that's why you can think about it and not speak about it. Elamai hear her love gidibor dami, lami mahar her. Okay, then why are you even thinking about it? Why are you telling? Oh, you should think about Kriyat Shema. Why? It's a nothing. It's not like dibor. You shouldn't have everyone be saying Shema and you're just sitting and doing nothing. It's not appropriate. You should be with the tzibur. So let him learn something else. He doesn't have to be wasting his time. No. We're not talking about, it shouldn't be that the whole congregation is doing something and you're not doing it. So learning something else doesn't help. You should have to be doing what they're doing. But tefillah, the whole tzibur is doing. But didn't we teach in a Mishnah that if he was in the middle of davening and he remembered that he was a Baal Keri, right, he shouldn't stop in the middle, but he should shorten his Shmona Esrei. Ah, but when was that taught? To Atchil. Davka when he already started. Ha-lo itchil, lo yatchil. But if he hadn't already started, he shouldn't start. But if he shouldn't start, that means he's sitting there and doing nothing while other people are davening. The whole tzibur is davening. So what's the pshat? Shani tefillah delayed be malchut shemayim. Tefillah doesn't have O Malchut Shemayim, so it's not as bad that the whole Tzibur is doing it and you're not. If the whole Tzibur is being Osek in Kabbalat O Malchut Shemayim, and if you're not, that's what looks bad. But wait a second, the bracha after you eat food by Birkat HaMazon, that doesn't have O Malchut Shemayim, and still you're supposed to say it along with the Tzibur. V'tnan ala mazon v'arach l'acharav, when we talk by Birkat HaMazon, you're supposed to think about it, about the bracha achrona, but that doesn't have, so your answer doesn't hold any water. Meaning, you're not supposed to make a bracha beforehand because you're a Baal Keri, but you do make a bracha afterward. But it doesn't have Ol Malchut Shemayim. So if your whole pshat is that Shema you have to be saying because the old Tzibur is saying, but you don't have to say Tefillah because Tefillah doesn't have Ol Malchut Shemayim, well then why should you have to say Birkat HaMazon? Birkat HaMazon also doesn't have Ol Malchut Shemayim. Ella, Kriyat Shema, Birkat HaMazon, they're right, the Tefillah, they're a Banner. Well, this is the pshat. Kriyat Shema and Birkat HaMazon are members of the Oraita, but Tefillah is the Rabbanan, and that is why. That's why you don't have to say it together with the Tzibur. You're not missing out on a Deoraita institution. From where do we know that Birkat HaMazon, that blessing, that making a blessing after eating is from the Torah? Shneimar as it states, V'achalta v'savata v'barachta. You ate, you were satiated, and you blessed God. Okay, minayin lebirkat HaTorah l'fanei min haTorah. Okay, but how do we know that by Birkat HaTorah, making a blessing beforehand is from the Torah? Shneimar, as it says, Kishem HaShem HaKrav u'godel Elokeinu. Right? In the context of Moshe teaching Klal Yisrael the Torah, he says, first of all, I'm going to say Kishem Hashem Ekra, I'm going to make a bracha, a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Kishem Hashem Ekra first do. And how we'll go to the Elokeinu is your response to be my bracha, which is going to be Amen. And so that's the pasuk that teaches me that before learning Torah, you're supposed to make a bracha, just like Moshe was called out in the name of God before he taught Torah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the man who began a Torah, l'achareya, min birkat hamazon, mikal v'chomer. Okay. This is going to be a very, very difficult statement made by Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, we know from a pasuk that you have to make a bracha before learning Torah. And we know from a pasuk that you have to make a bracha after eating. And then I learned from a kal v'chomer that you have to make a bracha after learning Torah, because you have to make a bracha after eating. And I also learn from a kal v'chomer that you have to make a bracha before eating, because you have to make a bracha before learning Torah. Meaning I use each of them to create a kal v'chomer to teach me the other din that isn't explicit. How so? Ma mazon she'ein toin lefanav, toin la'acharav. So what is the case? What is true by eating that does not require a bracha beforehand, does require a bracha afterward? Torah shetauna lifneha, eno din shetauna achareha, l'achareha. Torah, which does require a bracha beforehand, meaning that seems like it's more chamor. It seems like it's more strict. The Torah is more strict. Because eating doesn't even require a bracha beforehand. Torah does. So if eating requires bracha afterward, kal v'chomer, Torah, which requires a bracha beforehand, should require a bracha afterward. That's my kal v'chomer, to know that Torah needs a bracha afterward as well. Similarly, second kal v'chomer, number two, u'birkat hamazon lifneha, I mean birkat haTorah. Where? How do I learn that birkat hamazon, that the bracha on eating requires a bracha beforehand? From the fact that Torah requires a bracha beforehand, mikal v'chomer, also from mikal v'chomer, uma Torah she'ein teuna lachareha teuna lefaneha. Look at Torah; you don't even have to make a bracha after learning Torah, but still you have to make a bracha before learning Torah. Mazon shu'toun le'acharav, but eating, which does require a bracha afterward, which makes it sound so much more machmir than birkat haTorah, which doesn't require a bracha afterward. Eino din she'yatoun lefanav. So isn't it clear in that case, in the case of eating, which is clearly more machmir, that you should also make a bracha beforehand? Now, needless to say, those are two completely contradictory kal v'chomers, right? First of all, you just told me that because Torah is clearly more chamor, then if I have to make a bracha achrona by eating, then kal v'chomer I have to make a bracha achrona by... I'm sorry, if Torah is so much more obvious, right, then kal v'chomer I should have to make a bracha after Torah reading, if I have to make after learning Torah, if I may have to make a bracha after eating, right? Because it's so much more chamor. And then you're telling me, oh, actually, making a bracha on eating is so much more chamor. So if I have to make a bracha rishona on Torah, kal v'chomer I have to make a bracha rishona on eating. But that's contradictory. Wait, what is the chamor here and what's the kal? Right, because you're relating to both of them as kal and both of them as chamor, and you can't maintain both. One of them has to be more obvious. One of them has to be less obvious. We learn the more obvious from the less obvious. But you can't assume that they're both simultaneously more obvious and less obvious so that you can learn one din to the other and that din to something else. One of them is more machmir and one of them is more makil. What do you do here? The Gemara doesn't address it. And if we have time, we'll go back to it at the end, because there are a couple good terutzim, I think, here. The Gemara just goes on as if it's a perfectly logical kal v'chomer, right? But I think there are a couple good answers I'd like to share. One of them is my own pshat, right? And if we have time at the end, I'll go back to it. And if not, I'll make a separate recording to address that point, because you just read that and it's burning. Meaning, like, how do you even consider making a kal v'chomer like this? It's totally contradictory. Oh, eating is more chamor, so we can learn a din about birkat haTorah. Oh, birkat haTorah is more chamor, so I can learn a din about the bracha about eating. No, one of them is more chamor, and one of them is more kal. Somehow Rabbi Yochanan thinks you can do both. Right? Either way, that's all about to be rejected, because ikel ameifrach, you can reject both those kal v'chomers. Ma'le mazon shekein nehene, right? I mean, mazon, you can say that Torah is more machmir because it requires a bracha rishona, but I can just say, no, even though Torah requires a bracha rishona, who cares? Because by mazon, by eating, you get substantial hanah from it. That makes it more machmir, so you can't, I'm refuting your assumption that Torah is more machmir, because there's a tzad, there's a side that makes eating more machmir that you get substantial hanah from it. And so I can't treat eating as the kal in this case and Torah as the chamor, right? Whereas alternatively, I could say mala Torah shekein chaya olam haba. But the Torah, which is the most significant endeavor in the entire world, it is your chaya olam haba, it is your life in the next world, that's a tzad chamor of birkat haTorah. So I can't say, I'm going to learn a din because eating is so much more machmir, so I can learn out a din to Torah, which is so much more makil. The Torah is chaye olam haba, right? You can't just assume it's more makil here. So because of those two principles, I get objective, you know, clear, tangible benefit from eating, or my Torah is chaye olam haba, I can't make a proper kal v'chomer to either one of those. Alternatively, you could say the following. Ve'od, furthermore, it's not. We taught explicitly in a Mishnah, ala mazon mivarech la'achra, ve'en mivarech lefanov, tiyuvta. I have an explicit Mishnah that says you make a bracha achrona after you eat and you don't make a bracha beforehand. Right? If an explicit Mishnah tells me that I don't have to make a bracha beforehand, I know your kal v'chomer is wrong. Don't even try. Like, you want to say like, oh, I have a kal v'chomer, pasha, you're supposed to make a bracha before you eat. No, I have an explicit Mishnah that says you don't. So clearly your kal v'chomer is off. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Safek kara kriyat shema, Safek lo kara, eno chozer v'kore. Right? You're not sure if you said kriyat shema or not. You don't go back and read it. Safek amar emet v'yatziv, Safek lo amar chozer v'omer. Right? But you're not sure if you said emet v'yatziv or not. You should go back and say it. Emet v'yatziv, you should go back and say it. My time, what's the reason? Kriyat shema derabanan emet v'yatziv deraita. Right? Because kriyat shema is a mitzvah derabanan. That's not how we paskin, but this is his shita. This is Rav Yehuda's shita. Kriyat shema is derabanan, but emet v'yatziv is deraita. Mativ Rav Yosef challenges Rav Yosef. B'shachcha v'kumecha. It says b'shachcha v'kumecha. It's the first pasuk in the Torah that you have to say kriyat shema when you lie down, when you get up. Amar le'abaye, who get divrei Torah aktiv? That's talking about saying divrei Torah. You have to say divrei Torah when you lie down and you get up. And what's the minimum requirement for divrei Torah? Kriyat shema in the morning, kriyat shema in the evening. B'nei Yochanami, that pasuk is talking about Torah. That's not how we pasuk. Tanan. We taught a Mishnah, Bal Keri Meharher Belibo, Ve'enum Varech Lolifanea Velola Achareya. Right? So Bal Keri can say Kriyat Shema in his thoughts, but he can't make the bracha beforehand or afterward. Ve'al Hamazon, Nevarech La'achara, Ve'enum Varech Lefana. Right? But Birgan Hamazon, you make the bracha afterward, and you don't make the bracha beforehand. V'isal Kadaitach, and if you thought to say, right? Emet v'yatziv deoraita, leave loch lechareya. Right? But, one second, we just said that you shouldn't make the bracha after kriyat shema if you're a balkeri. Why? Well, our distinction up until now has been, if it's deoraita, you say it. If it's derabanan, you don't say it. But here, we have a mefarish Mishnah that tells me I don't make the bracha after kriyat shema. But if the bracha after kriyat shema by emet v'yatziv is deoraita, isn't it pasher that I should say it? My time, mevarech, im b'shu mitziyah mitzrayim, ma'id kerle. No. Why don't I make the bracha? Not because it's not deoraita. Of course it's deoraita. But what would be the whole point of saying the bracha? Because the deoraita component of emet v'yatziv is the mentioning of yitziyah mitzrayim. That's why I would say it again. But yitziyah mitzrayim I already said in kriyat shema. So I just don't need to. It's not that it isn't deoraita, I just have no necessity to say it, because I already mentioned the primary inyan. V'neimaha v'lo ba'iha. Wait, but then just say emet v'yatziv. If emet v'yatziv is the deoraita one, right, and that has the yitziyat mitzrayim in it, then just say emet v'yatziv, which is deoraita, and has yitziyat mitzrayim in it, and then don't say kriyat shema. Ha kriyat shema adifa di beitarti. No. Kriyat shema is still preferable because it has both components. It has both omalchut shemaim and it has yitziyah mitzrayim. Rabbi Lezer Amar Lezer says safek. Rabbi Lezer is cholek on Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. He says safek kra kriyat shema safek lo kara. Right? Maybe you said kriyat shema, but you didn't say kriyat shema. Chosef kora kriyat shema. You have to go back and say kriyat shema. Safek itpalel safek lo itpalel. You're not sure if you daven. Eino chosef itpalel. You don't go back and daven. Rabbi Yochanan Amar and says Rabbi Yochanan b'levai shitpalel adam kol yom kulo. Right? Halavai that person would daven all day. What exactly is Rabbi Yochanan adding here? What he's saying is, just like it's a reshut. Just like it's a reshut to daven all day, but you don't need to, so too it's a reshut to go to be chozer and say tefillah, but you don't need to. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shot. You're allowed to, though. You're allowed to go back and daven. Right? He's trying to draw a comparison to the idea of davening all day, which is a reshut, but you don't need to. So too, if you're not sure if you davened, you're allowed to go back and daven again, but you don't need to. Weiter. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Haya Omid betfila v'nizkar shitpalel posek v'afil b'em tzabroch. Right? If you're in the middle of davening, and you remembered, wait one second, I already davened. Stop. Even if you're in the middle of the bracha, don't continue saying Shemona Esrei. Eini, is that really true? V'amar Rav Nachman ki avinin be Rav Baravua. When we were in Rabbi Avura's house, Ban Mine, we asked him, Hani b'nei be Rav d'tau mitgari d'chol b'shabbat, maushi yigmor. When people are students of Rav who make a mistake and they're davening on Shabbat, and they start saying the tefillah of chol, you start saying, atachonen l'adam dach. You're like, oh, wait, no, it's Shabbos. What do I do? Do you finish the bracha? Amar Lani said to him, gomrin, kol ota bracha. Yay, finish up the bracha. Hachi hashta? Wait, is that really a good comparison? Hatam gavar bar chiyuv over rabbanu delotar chiyuv mishum kavod Shabbat. On Shabbat, you have a chiyuv to say atachonin. You're still mechuyav in Shemona Esrei. Then why don't you say atachonin? Oh, you probably learned it's not appropriate to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for things on Shabbos. You should see like all of your needs are taken care of. Yeah, it's an after the fact answer. What's the actual answer? Davening's long enough on Shabbos, and they're bundled like you don't have to daven the full Shemona Esrei on Shabbat. Davening's long enough. You don't have to do it, but it's still ra'ui to do it. So if you started saying atachonin, why do you finish it? Because it's ra'ui to say atachonin on Shabbat. But here you've already davened. Of course you don't have to go back and daven. They're not similar cases at all. While we've mentioned this topic, let me just mention a couple practical halachas. That is absolutely halacha l'maisa. If you say atachonin l'adam dat, you finish the bracha because it's appropriate to say atachonin on Shabbat. We just don't say it because then davening would be too long. So the Rabbanan said, shorten the davening. Inachinami, you're allowed to finish it. So if you already started it, you should go ahead and finish it. There's one caveat to that. What if you only say ata? What if you only say ata? Why is that different? Because ata could be the beginning of a bracha on Shabbat as well. Right? Ata kidashta yom shvi'i. Right? Or ata echad v'shimcha echad. Right? And so, it would seem like it's not clear that you started a weekday bracha if you just said ata, and therefore, you can just continue on with the bracha. By the way, that works even if it's musaf, when the bracha doesn't start with ata, because you just haven't said anything that's distinctively a weekday bracha yet. That's psak halacha, by the way. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hitpal, V'nichnas Abed HaKnesset, Amatzat Tzibur, Shmitpalim, Yichol Yichadesh, Vadavar, Yechzor, Vitpal, Avim Lav, Ah, Yechzor, Vitpal, Lav. Right? If you walk in, you find a Tzibur davening, if you can add something to your tefillah, you already daven, you can add something to your tefillah, meaning like, I have a meaningful addition to all my tefillah to make them stronger, then you can daven with a Tzibur. But if you have nothing to add, then no, don't daven again, even though you're davening with a Tzibur before any daven B'Yechidu. V'tzricha. And I need to teach both of those halachot. What are both of those halachot? If you're in the middle of davening and you already daven, stop davening. And if you come and find Birka Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? You don't need to daven again. Well, that sounds like the same halacha. Well, all you're telling me is, don't daven twice. That sounds like one halacha. No, Tzricha, you actually had to teach them both. You wouldn't have known them if you didn't teach them both. The Yish Mein and Kamaita, if I only would have taught you the first one, that if you're in the middle of davening, and you realize you already daven, stop. If I only would have taught you that one, Hani Mili Yachid Yachid, oh Tzibur Tzibur, Amal Yachid Legebe Tzibur, Kamaita Lo Tzali Dami. That would have taught me that if I already davened in a tzibor and now I'm davening again in a tzibor and I realize that, I should probably stop, right? Or if I daven b'yechidut and I'm davening again b'yechidut and I realize that I already davened, then I should stop. But maybe I would have thought that if I daven initially b'yechidut and now I'm davening with a tzibor, it's like a different tefillah entirely. So of course I should continue davening, right? No, that's why I taught you the second deen, to say even if you daven initially b'yechidut and then now you're davening in tzibor, still, you're not supposed to daven twice. Okay, then just teach me the second deen. Why did you teach me the first one? Vishmein and Hacha, if you would have taught me the second deen, that if you've already davened and you walk in to find the tzibur davening, you don't need to daven with them. Mishum de lo atchil ba, valhatum de atchil ba, emelo tzricha. Right? Or emelo tzricha. So, what's the deen there? Why was it that you're not supposed to daven with the tzibur when you find them davening? Because you haven't started yet. But, Pashin, if you already started, you should continue. That's why I had to teach you the first thing, that even if you already started, you don't continue. That's why I need to teach you both of them. Amar Rav Huna Nichnas Abed HaKnesset Matzat Tzibur Shemitpalim Yochol Atchil Ligmor Atchil Lo Yagiyu Shliach Tzibur Lemodim Yitpalel Vim Lav Al Yitpalel. You walk in, the Tzibur is already davening. If you can catch up before the Tzibur reaches Modim, go ahead and daven. But if you can't reach up before the Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur reaches Modim, don't daven with them. Rav Shimon Levi Omer Im Yochol Atchil Ligmor Atchil Lo Yagiyu Shliach Kedusha Yitpalel Vim Lav Lo Yitpalel. Right? If you can catch up by the time they reach Kedusha, then you should start davening, but if not, you shouldn't start davening with them. My conflict, what's their argument here? Masaver Yachid, Omer Kedusha, Masaver En Yachid, Omer Kedusha. Right? Because one holds that a Yachid can say Kedusha. So if you can say Kedusha by yourself, then in Achinami, you can catch up by Modim. If you can't say Kedusha by yourself, then if you're not going to be with them for Kedusha, it's pretty pointless. So you got to catch up by Kedusha. V'chein amar Rav Ada bar Ava, similarly taught by Rav Ada bar Ava, but bar Ava min Aisha, ena yachid omer Kedusha sh'ne'amar v'nitkadashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. How do we know that an individual is not supposed to say Kedusha? Because God said, v'nitkadashti, I'm sanctified b'toch b'nei Yisrael, amongst Klal Yisrael. How does that teach it? Kol davar she'b'kedusha lo yeh pachon masara. And so we learn from there that anything b'kedusha, like Kaddish, or Kedusha, cannot be said with fewer than 10 people. How is that mashma? Where do we learn that from? My mashma. What's the mashma there? What teaches me that? Detani Ravnai. Ravnai Tarachod Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the brother of Chiya Bar Abba. Atia Toch Toch. You gotta make a Gzera Shava by the word Toch. Ktiv Achav in Tadashi B'toch B'nai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sanctified amongst B'toch B'nai Yisrael. Ktiv Atam Hibadlu B'toch Haida Azor. Separate yourself from within, from amongst this nation by the Meraglim. Mala halon asara, just like there, the Meraglim were 10, Avkan asara, so to you here, it's 10. So mitoch is only shaykh to say when you have 10 people, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is sanctified amongst 10 people, so you don't say Tavarim Shkidusha with less than 10 people. Udekula amam mihad mifsak lo pasu. And everyone would agree, though, that if you're in the middle of davening and it comes up to Kedusha, you don't stop and answer for Kedusha. That's a hefsek in Yishmona Esrei. Ibai lehu, they asked, maulafsik liha. Should you stop for not Kedusha, but Yeshme Gahagadol Mvorach? Kiata Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Tamine de Rav Yochan, Amri, Lekol, Aim of Seeking, Chutz Min Yeshme Gadol Mvorach. Right? You Aim of Seeking, Chutz Min, meaning you never make a hefsek in your tefillah. You never make a hefsek in your tefillah, except for Yehesh Megadol Mvorach. If it comes to Yehesh Megadol Mvorach, that's when you make a hefsek and you have to answer. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Shafilo Osek B'Maseh Merkava Posek. Even if you're engaged in learning Maseh Merkava, right, which is like some of the deepest sodot of the Torah, right, even still, you stop and you say Yehesh Megadol Mvorach. But that is not how we paskin. You don't make a hefsek in your tefillah in order to answer by Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevarach Lefnei Macharem. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you make the bracha before and after eating. So what's the pshat? Like, does Rabbi Yehuda not hold that a Baal Keri can't be making these bracha? Does he just not think that this gzera applies here? He's a Baal Keri. Why is he saying it? L'meimu nekasav Rabbi Yehuda Baal Keri mutar b'divrei Torah. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's pshat is that a Baal Keri is allowed to say divrei Torah. V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi minayin leBaal Keri she'asur b'divrei Torah. But didn't we teach that Rabbi Shimon Levi said, how do I know that a Baal Keri can't say Torah? Shneamar and stated ve'hodatim luvnecha uvnevnecha. It said that you taught your children and your grandchildren. That's talking about teaching Torah. V'samichlei, and next to it, in a juxtaposition, in the parshiyot, it says Yom Asher Amadta, right? That the day that you stood by Har Sinai. Mala halan ba'alei kiri and asurin. Avkan ba'alei kiri and asurin. So just like by Har Sinai, you weren't allowed to be a Baal Keri, so too, here, by teaching your children Torah, you're not allowed to be a Baal Keri. Right? We learned that from the Smichot Parshio, the juxtaposed Parshio. V'chitei ma Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim. You could say, Eina chinami, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by smuchim. Okay, so this Parsha was next to that Parsha. That teaches me that they're similar in the halacha in some way? Who says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by that? V'amar Rav Yosef, but didn't Rav Yosef say, afilo man de lo darish smuchim b'chol Torah mishnah Torah darish? That someone who holds it, even in the entire Torah, where you don't learn halachically, or you don't learn halachas, from the fact that one parsha in the Torah is next to another parsha in the Torah, everyone agrees that Devarim, that Sefer Devarim, is qualitatively different, and you are supposed to learn halachas by the fact that this parsha is next to that parsha. Deha Rav Yehuda lo darish smuchim b'chol Torah kula u'mishnah Torah darish. And how do we know that that is the case as Rabbi Shimon ben Levi? Because Rabbi Yehuda does not darshin smuchim in the entire Torah, but even Rabbi Yehuda learns out from smuchim in Devarim. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda darshins? How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda does not darish smuchim in the entire Torah? The low darish, the Tanya, we learned in a bright tip, Ben Azai says, Ne'mar machshefa lo tichye. Saw that a sorceress should not live. V'ne'mar, and in a nearby parsha, it writes as follows, Kol shochev im behema motuman. Anyone who sleeps with an animal should be put to death. Samchu inyan lo lomar, right? So the parsha was put next to its friend to say as follows, Ma shochev im behema meskila, just like someone who sleeps with an animal, the death penalty is through stoning. Av machshefa nami meskila.
so too, a sorceress is put to death by skila. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's like, what? Because it's next to it in the parsha, we're going to say you're chay of skila. Ela oviyadoni b'chlal kol machashevim hayu v'lam yatzu lakish lahen lomar lacha ma oviyadoni b'skila machashev b'skila. Rather, no. You learn skila like this. Oviyadoni are types of sorcery. So you could have just said a sorcerer is put to death. But you went out your way and you taught me oviyadoni are by skila. Oviyadoni are in the greater category of sorcerers. So I can learn that just like oviyadoni has the death penalty of skila, all sorcerers have the death penalty of skila. That's how I know it's skila, not some smichot aparshio. We learn from there that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know it by smichot aparshio. Uba mishnah Torah mel and darish. Okay, then how do you know that he has a different sheet when it comes to the mishnah Torah and Tvarim? Netanya, Tana Breita, Rabbi Lezer Omer, no se Adam anusat aviv, mufutat aviv, anusat beno, mufutat beno. Right? A person is allowed to marry the woman who is raped by his father or seduced by his father, and a person is allowed to marry a woman who is raped by his son or seduced by his son. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's Oser. But Usat Aviv, Mufutat Aviv. Right? You're not allowed to marry the raped woman who was raped by your father or the woman who was seduced by your father. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda passing that way? Because it's written, Lo yikach ish et esh et avi. A person should not take the wife of his father. Not only the wife of your father, you shouldn't sleep with anyone your father has slept with. Kanaf sharav aviv lo yigale. A woman who your father slept with, you shouldn't sleep with. Umimai debanusat aviv. All right. So then, how do you know that the same applies to someone that your father has raped? Ktiv de samich le v'natan aish. Umimai debanusat aviv ktiv. So how do we know that applies also to a raped woman by your father? The samich le is next to it. A dot v'natan aish ashochev ima, which is a pasuk that has to deal with a case of rape. And so because the rape case is taught next to the pasuk of not taking a woman your father has been with, so I know that applies to rape as well. But that's being Doresh Smuchin. That's saying because this parsha is next to that parsha, I'm going to learn a halacha. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the Mishnah Torah, you're Doresh Smuchin. But Mishnah Torah Doresh. Yeah, Pasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the Mishnah Torah, you're Doresh Smuchin. But let's recall why we brought this up in the first place. Because we said that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by the pshat of a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah, which we learned out from Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi by smuchim, right? By being somech, teaching Torah to Har Sinai. Just like Har Sinai, you can't be a Baal Keri. So to teaching Torah, you can't be a Baal Keri. And we're like, no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold by that. But wait, that's in Dvarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says Doresh Smuchim in Dvarim. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold by that pshat? Inachinami, yes, he does hold that we're Doresh Smuchim in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim. However, Mishnah Torah, Darish, V'hani Smuchim by the lead of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. But he just needs that pasuk for something else. It's that the pasuk isn't available to teach him that. Anyone who teaches his son Torah is like he received the Torah himself from Har Sinai, because that's the Mesorah, father to son. Because it says, you taught your son and your grandson, and then afterward, in an adjacent pasuk, it says, like the day that you stood at Har Chorev, Har Sinai. So because he already uses that pasuk to teach you, that teaching your son is like receiving the Torah from Har Sinai, he just doesn't have that pasuk available to teach you the pshat by Baal Keri. We'll stop here, and if you're still bothered by how Rabbi Yochanan makes that kal v'chomer, even though they're contradictory, listen to the follow-up shir.